Say Yes to Legacy by Pastor Josh Carter. Behold, I will send you Elijah, the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, and he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse. Malachi 4, 5, and 6. Every person on planet Earth has been created and endowed with purpose. That purpose and the gifts, talents, and abilities that come with it have been given to you by God Himself. He is the author of purpose. And because you need time to fulfill that purpose, God has also gifted you with life. Yes, it is God that has blessed you with the days, months, and years to fulfill your purpose in the earth. It is the combination of divine purpose and a limited lifespan that leads us to the reality of legacy. It is important to realize that while our purpose is for us, that God's desire is that our purpose live beyond us and impact those who are coming behind us. In other words, God wants us to live with legacy on our minds. He wants us to be conscious that our life here on earth will eventually come to an end, and that what we have, tangibly and intangibly, should and must be passed on. Legacy answers the question, what are you passing on before you pass away? Many times people will ask, how do you want to be remembered? But kingdom people, legacy-minded people, ask that question a little bit differently. Kingdom people ask, with all God has invested into me, how does God want my life to be remembered? We must never forget that every one of us will pass something on and leave something behind, even if that something is nothing. See, legacy is not something God wants us to become aware of in the late stages of our lives. He doesn't want us scrambling at the end to decide and determine what will remain of us once we are gone. Legacy is lived before it's left. Whether you are conscious of it or not, you are living out now what you will leave behind later. In 2022, we must say yes to legacy. Let's go a little bit deeper. God's desire for legacy is connected to God's identity as a father. John 3:16 emphatically tells us his heart for legacy. The Bible declares that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. God's yes to legacy was such a priority that he willingly gave his one and only son for the sake of many future sons and daughters. The legacy of heaven on earth and the kingdom of God continuing to advance in the earth is a part of the premise of the gospel itself. With this context, our scripture holds so much more weight. In the last and final days, God will prioritize the sake of legacy in his eternal purpose, turning the hearts of the fathers toward the children and the hearts of the children toward the fathers. As time winds down and the return of Christ approaches, perilous times will demand a greater focus on legacy. And if the Lord should tarry, our investment into legacy will ensure that the purpose of the next generation and ultimately the plans and purposes of God will be fulfilled on a greater level. Have you said yes to legacy? If so, what are you and what will you be leaving behind for future generations? A strong and persevering faith? Holy Spirit power? Generosity? The list can go on and on. God is looking for people who say yes to legacy. God is looking for a church that says yes to legacy. Calvary has said yes. Will you? Declare this with me. God, help me to be legacy-minded, to say yes to legacy, and to live in such a way that part of fulfilling my purpose is investing in those who are coming behind me to fulfill theirs.